Okay, good morning all. We have to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin and Masechta Chagiga, God willing, the final two Mishnayos of the Masechta, as we've been going through a little bit slowly towards the end over here because of the slightly complicated discussions of Tum and Tahara. So hopefully the last two Mishnayos will be able to finish up today, and God willing, tomorrow will begin with Masechta Chagiga, so let's finish up. Okay, so Mishnah Zayin says as well, Saposech es chaviso v'amascher b'isaso al gav haregel. So yesterday we had the understanding that when it comes to the regalim, to Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos in Yerushalayim, even the Amei Haaretz, who in general, who we would assume are not Tahor because they're not so good at keeping up with all the laws of Tahara, we assume that during the regalim and in Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim during the regalim, then we assume that in general they will be in a state of Tahor regardless. So, in such a situation, so in Yerushalayim, if you have a chaver merchant, meaning someone who's always trusted regarding his Tahara level, so if he opens a barrel of his wine, or he begins a new batch of dough in Yerushalayim, during the Chag, during the festival, so in other words, since it's open during the festival, you could almost guarantee that you had an Am Haaretz come by and touch it, because everyone's assumed to be Tahor during the festival, so this guy opened his barrel of wine, and you can basically guarantee that an Am Haaretz, who again, during the festival is Tahor, but after the festival is not assumed to be Tahor, so he touches the wine, so during the festival, the wine is going to be Tahor. But what's the status of that wine after the festival? Do we assume that it's now retroactively Tamei, or do we just assume that he can finish it and assume that it's Tahor? So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yigmar. Rabbi Yehuda says he can finish selling the dough, and he can finish selling the wine, because we assume that the wine or the dough retains the status of Tahara for these purposes until they're finished selling, and there's no concern. The Chacham say no, that he can't finish selling the leftover products to a chaver, to someone who would assume that they're Tahor and would need them to be Tahor, because at the end of the day, the purification status of this item that we assumed was okay, because even though the Am Haaretz generally is not pure, but now we assume for the holiday he is pure, so we assume that this stuff is only pure during the holiday. But once the holiday is over, we assume that it's basically retroactively Tamei, and therefore you cannot sell the wine or the dough, according to the Chachamim, anymore to a chaver. Okay, Misha Avar Harega, once this festival has passed, the Kohanim would basically have to remove all of the kelim, all the utensils from the temple courtyard, and he would have to immerse them in a mikvah, basically because he needs to bring the tahara back to the courtyard. What does this mean? Because again, we just said this idea that the Am Haaretz is assumed to be tahor only during the chag, which means when he comes into the base of mikvah, the Kohen Am Haaretz comes into the base of Mikdash during the holiday, and so he touches everything. So again, during the holiday, he's assumed to be pure, so everything that he touches is assumed to be pure. Once the holiday is over, we take away that assumption, and we assume retroactively everything that he touched could in theory be Tamei. So all these utensils that are in the base of Mikdash now have to be purified to bring Tahara back to the courtyard. That's what the Mishnah says. What the Mishnah is saying over here, it would seem that we're only talking about the kelim that are in the temple courtyard, because you have to return the tahara of the courtyard. We'll see in a second that it's not just the courtyard. It would seem it's even beyond that. Okay, but that's what the Mishnah says. You have to purify all the vessels in the courtyard because you assume that they're all retroactively going to become tamei now. Avar haregel v'yom shishi. Let's say the holiday finishes by Friday. So it finishes by Thursday night. Thursday night, you have one day to get ready for Shabbos. So lo hayum avir and mibnei kibbutz Shabbos. So the Kohanim would not remove the utensils on that Friday. Basically, because of Kabbalah Shabbos, we don't want to, you know, everyone has to get ready for Shabbos. So because of that, we assume that we can just keep the kelim in the base of Mikdash, that their state of Tahara is basically suspended. We assume, even though technically, retroactively, after the holiday, everything becomes impure, we say no, because Shabbos is so soon, we keep the state of purity until after Shabbos. After Shabbos, you take care of everything. That's the first opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Aflo b'yom chamishi. Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, it's very nice that the opinion was very lenient and nice, that if the holiday ends by Thursday night, that you don't have to take anything out on Friday, you just take care of it after Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, I have an even a further leniency. If the holiday ends by Wednesday night, so that by Thursday the holiday is over, then even then you don't have to take up the kelim to purify everything for Shabbos. It's only if the holiday would end by the night before, then you would have to purify everything. But if it ends again by Wednesday night, you don't have to purify everything. Why? Shein ha-kohanim panuyin, because the kohanim don't have time. After the holiday, they have to clean up the whole base of Mikdash from everything that happened over the holiday. So they need one day for that. Then you need one day for Kabbalah Shabbos, and then Shabbos is already there. So then after Shabbos, basically you have to take care of it. So again, Rabbi Yehuda says that you have until if the holiday ends by Wednesday night, then you assume everything is pure until after the holiday. And the other opinion said, the Tanakhama said, that you assume that everything is pure only if it's the holiday ends by Thursday night. You have just that one day of spare time, or 2 days, I guess, because of Friday and Shabbos. But again, otherwise, if the holiday would end any earlier, meaning if it ends by Tuesday night, then you would have to purify everything right after the holiday. Okay, that was Mishnah Zayin. God willing, now the last Mishnah, Mishnah Ches. Keitzad ma'avirim al taharas hazara. What was exactly the procedure that they used to have to do to purify to remove the kelim from the courtyard and to have to purify the entire courtyard? So it says the Mishnah, matbilin es hakelim shayu b'mikdash. They removed all the kelim that were in the mikdash that basically were capable of becoming tamei. Anything that was capable of becoming tamei, they would remove. Says the Mishnah, v'omrim lahem hizaharu shelo tigu bashulchan utitam uhu. There is a problem that we're not really allowed to remove the shulchan in general. Right, that's where the lechem hapanim, the showbread, was placed. So we assume that in general we don't like to take away the shulchan from the Beis Hamikdash. As a result, the kohanim would tell all the kohanim who were amaratzim, who would come into the Beis Hamikdash during the holiday, and say, careful, don't touch the shulchan because it's going to become tamei. What do you mean? It can't become tamei on the holiday. What they were saying is, no, don't touch it, because even though now it's not going to become tamei, after the holiday it will be tamei because you touched it. Therefore, don't touch it at all because we can't remove it to purify it. So again, they seemingly remove everything else other than that. Anything that could become tamei other than that. Okay. The Mishnah says, don't worry. You say, let's say something really does happen. Let's say one time someone does come in, even forget about the holiday. Someone accidentally, you find out that he was not pure, and he comes to the Beis Hamikdash, and he touches something that was not good. So what do? You need the thing right now. You need one of the kelim that was made impure. You need it right now. So it says, every single kli, every single vessel in the Beis Hamikdash had seconds and thirds. There was a second replacement, there was an understudy, and there was a second understudy to take over it. That if the first one became tamei, the second one could come take over after it in case it was tamei, and if not the second one and the first one, then you could bring the third one, and all was good in the world. Finally, the Masechta concludes, all the kelim that were in the Beis Hamikdash during the Chag need to be tovled in a mikvah in order to purify them because of this, the concern that the Amei Haaretz touched them. Except for the Mizbeach Chazav, the golden altar, and the Mizbeach Nechoshes, the copper altar, Pimneshi and Kakarka, because according to the first opinion in the Mishnah, they're like the ground. Anything that's Mechubar Lakarka, anything that's attached to the ground, by definition, cannot be made impure, and therefore we assume that they're totally pure, and you don't have to be tovah them in the mikvahs. But that's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. I'm sorry. The Chachamim say, no, because they are plated with metal, you do assume that they are subject to the laws of Tum and Tahara, and therefore, even though technically they may be connected to the ground on some level, since they're plated with metal, you do have to bring them to the mikvah, you do have to purify them, and so they disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. Hadran Allah, Maseches Chagiga, God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Maseches Beitza, but for now, we'll stop right here.